Have you found yourself in a meeting room or in general in a meeting where decisions need to be made and the conversations are going all over the place and there is just struggle from everybody's perspective because you are not coming to a conclusion and the decision is about solving something which exists outside this room? Definitely, most of the times is the case. And everybody just focused on getting their point of view straight and making sure that their point of view is well heard and decided upon and just get messy. And the fun part is not even about this mess. The fun part is about actually solving the problem. And we'll talk about that interaction and some things to keep in mind or some things to analyze or observe, which are really fun. It's about human behavior. So we'll talk about that. If you have ended up being in such meetings, or if you happen to be in a lot of meetings when decisions have to be made and it just goes on and on and on. Yeah, that's struggle. That struggle is real. We'll talk about that today.
Your afternoon caffeine with Dailish Pod is here. A creative podcast to refuel your day. Presenting your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy.
So what usually happens when you have multiple people working on something and having to make a decision by the end of a meeting, everybody starts pitching their own idea and everybody just wants to say and not listen because everybody just headstrong. Usually it happens. It happens to me as well. I have also found myself guilty of it, but I then kept working on it, kept learning. So these days I'm not the one who is just talking. I'm the one listening and making sure that everybody is well heard and then making some sort of statements and feedbacks in that particular round. So it's helping the process of solving the problem and making the decision instead of making it a mess. But you must have seen that there is always this particular battle going on. Everybody wants to put across their goal or whatever their point of view is. I'm not saying somebody's right or somebody's wrong. That's whole another topic. But you will not come to a conclusion of that meeting, or you won't decide until the whole group agrees upon certain things. Then there could be hierarchies involved where they push and get things done usually their way. But unless and until the whole group comes to a common conclusion, decisions are not made. And that common conclusions do have intersections of somebody's point of view, somebody's non-point of views, like the things which somebody said should not happen. There is going to be those, all the ups and downs involved in that particular decision making. But at the end of that particular meeting, there needs to be a common understanding which is agreed upon everybody. And there, it can be bitter and sweet depending on what you were talking about, what you were trying to push ahead. But even if you like it or even if you don't like it, the team must agree upon something by the end of it so the decision can be made. That is not even the fun part. The fun part is the decision was supposed to be made to solve some problem which is happening outside this room. It's actually for the people or users or for your customers or clients or whoever you are trying to serve with your offerings, product, service. It's about them. It's not about us. And we are so involved or engrossed in having discussions among ourselves, among 3-4 people, me or whatever the group and the team is, we are kind of forgetting them and kind of actually neglecting them. So we might reach a common understanding and make a decision by the end of it, but that decision might work for the team, but may not work for the actual people you are trying to solve the problem of. So that's a bummer, and you will learn it hard way if the organization or your team is headstrong and just does the thing and not test it and not iterate. That can cost a lot of things. At some point, you might also actually nail it down and really get good results. Let's not ignore that point of view or that point as well. But most of the times, we are just focused on kind of making sure that the team works together well and we make decisions so that this person feels good, even this person feels good, even that person feels good, so that he can keep working on it, keep contributing to the project. We are so much into this, that main thing gets ignored, and that's the main thing we should be talking about. So what can we do about this particular situation? Well, the first thing, step one, is always awareness, that you are aware that this is happening where we are actually focusing on something which is really not important and we must focus on something else, that awareness in itself, even if you don't act upon, that awareness is very important. So we need to generate that awareness. And how you can do it? I think, as I said, listening is the best part. You listen. And when you start putting your point of view ahead, you can address these things. You can talk about your feedback. You can talk about really solving the problem and bringing this whole discussion towards the actual thing. And you can put your inputs like that. That is one way to do it. Or at least at the beginning of the meeting, before you start discussing, set the stage right, set the context right, talk about it, that it is not about us or pleasing each other. This also has to do a lot with the company culture or the culture of your team or your buddies in that particular project. It really matters. But bring that awareness right at the beginning of the project or right at the beginning of that meeting so that everybody is on the same page that, okay, it's not about us, it's about them. That's step one. And then, as I said, as you go ahead, keep nudging, keep bringing the attention back to the real problem. And that way, you might get to a conclusion or a solution which is more closer to them than this room. It's going to be a difficult and a long process for sure, but it's more like it's culture generation or let's say a work style generation. And more you do it with more openness, it's going to help you because it's going to make your problem solving way efficient and way faster. So do that. And low-key, if you want to share this with your teammates or a colleague or your project buddies, share this podcast with them. This might also help them see it in a different perspective. Might not be the ultimate perspective on the topic, but this might also help them see something else. So remember, at the end of the day, it's about them. It's not about us. So let's the discussion better be about them. With that said, guys, thank you for staying here. Thank you for staying till the end and being part of this journey. It means super duper a lot. With that said, guys, I'll catch you in the next episode. You take care and stay safe and have fun.
If you like what we do, then make sure to follow Dailyish Pod wherever you listen to podcasts as well as on Instagram. For more visual experience, do subscribe to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Until next time, have fun.